No.
Miller?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
No. Motion failed. Senate Bill 632 to the floor, to the full committee, do pass as amended. Representative Cordy, you want to make that your motion?
I move the Senate Bill 632 as amended to the floor, to the full committee, do pass.
632 to the full committee, do pass as amended. Any further discussion? If not, clerk call roll.
Chairman.
Representative Flory.
If you don't mind, I'm going to vote for this motion. I would have preferred to have had the previous motion passed, but I'm also basing my vote on the fact that this bill in itself is pretty simple and pretty necessary, and that we will, in fact, have the opportunity to more thoroughly discuss and get involved with the whole issue of sentencing guidelines, and that we are just, in this particular motion, just keeping the ball rolling as we might.
No further discussion. Clerk, call the roll.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Flory?
Aye.
Courtney?
Yes.
Mannix?
Aye.
Miller? Baum?
No.
Baumann?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye. 632, full committee passes. Out of the subcommittee in the House Judiciary, full House Judiciary Committee for April 28th, 1980 time. Now come to order. Our agenda today includes Senate Bill 632, 306, House Bill 2950, Senate Bill 307, Senate Bill 308, 2264 House Bill, 2282, 2529, Senate Bill 638, House Bill 3303, 2479, 3302, H.R. 20, 2654, 2891, Senate Bill 297, Senate Bill 149, House Bill 2769, Senate Bill 290, Senate Bill 137, Senate Bill 301. Representative Courtney.
I move Senate Bill 632 as amended to the floor to do pass recommendation.
Senate Bill 632 to the floor do pass as amended. Any further discussion? If not, clerk, call roll.
Representative Calhoun?
Aye.
Flory?
Aye.
Clark?
No.
Courtney?
Yes.
Edmondson?
Yes.
Mannix?
Aye.
Miller?
No.
Minnis?
No.
Baum?
No.
Baumann?
Aye.
Bryan?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye. I think we should just carry that. Representative Courtney, you'll carry Senate Bill 632.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Miller.
Serve notice of a possible minority report on Senate Bill 632.
Representative Miller, serve notice of a possible minority report on Senate Bill 632. Why don't we go a little bit out of order now, and just for the sake of something, I don't know, go to a relatively non-controversial measure, just because I want people to relax. Senate Bill House Bill 2479, relating to controlled substances. Ms. Zucker, do you want to describe this bill for us?
Certainly, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 2479 began as a bill filed at the governor's request, which would have raised the fine for marijuana possession and delivery. The subcommittee adopted amendments which recriminalized marijuana possession and later amended the bill again to counterbalance the severity of that penalty by coupling the recriminalization with the diversion program for first-time offenders. House Bill 2479 with the -3 amendment specifies that possession of less than an ounce is a Class C misdemeanor. Possession of 1 to 5 ounces is reduced from a Class B to a Class C felony, and delivery for no consideration of less than 5 grams is a Class A misdemeanor.
Representative Bryan will move House Bill 2479 to the floor. Do pass as amended. What about Abby Hoffman? No, I made my comments to Abby Hoffman, and I'm hoping there'll be no intense lobbying, last-minute lobbying in this one.
He hasn't called my office.
He hasn't called your office?
No.
Okay.
Everybody else has.
Might not.
Couple days.
Okay. There must be a few comments on this.
See, he wants it. He wants to do something. He wants to do something.
Okay. No comments. Any further comments? If not...
Why are you so emotional about this? What happened? Is something...
That you charity what?
Here, don't.
Don't do it.
Leave it go.
Clerk, call the roll.
Senator Clark.
Aye.
Courtney.
Yes.
Edmondson.
No.
Mannix.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Minnis.
Aye.
Baum.
Yes.
Baumann.
No.
Bryan.
Aye.
Calhoun.
Aye.
Flory.
Aye.
Chair Mason.
Aye. Representative Bryan, carried.
Save my speech for
House Joint Rep. What?
Excuse me, go ahead. Just kidding.
Vote explanation? Okay. House Joint Resolution 20. Ms. Zucker.
Mr. Chair, committee members, House Joint Resolution 20 would, upon voter approval, amend the free speech clause of Oregon's Constitution to allow the state or political subdivisions of the state to regulate nude dancing and nude entertainment in public places and to regulate public nudity. Representative Clark led the subcommittee to a consensus regarding the specific language that was adopted in the Dash 3 amendments. The committee carefully crafted the language so as to assure that the regulatory power did not run afoul of the limits established by the U.S. Constitution regarding free speech rights.
With or without counsel's endorsement. Anyway, Representative Mannix.
I move H.J.R. 20 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Mannix moves House Joint Resolution 20 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Representative Mannix, to your motion.
I agree with counsel's statement about the process we went through. I'd add that I don't want to put Representative Clark on the spot. The regulation of public nudity is my fault, my responsibility, and I'll defend it all the way. And I'm prepared to do that. Representative Clark had indicated during the committee he had some concerns about that language, and I wanted to recognize that. I still feel strongly that it's important to have that additional language in there if we're going to do this at all. The language of the bill is very carefully crafted to avoid federal constitutional problems. We would expect that any government entity which is adopting ordinances or statutes pursuant to any such constitutional authority will take cognizance of their obligations under the United States Constitution and will also be aware of their obligations under the Oregon Constitution. We also, however, want to make it clear to the Oregon courts that we do not agree with their interpretation of the Oregon Constitution and regarding freedom of expression insofar as it relates to nude dancing, nude entertainment, and public nudity, and we intend to allow the public an opportunity to express that same disagreement.
Representative Mannix.
Minnis.
Minnis.
Oh, you have your hand up.
But I'm Minnis. He's
Minnis.
I spend much time on this committee and I'm brain damaged anyway.
Just.
I want to make a point, and I hope
guys are guys are like declensions of exotic verbs. Mannix, Minnis, Monis. You know, it just goes on.
It was designed that way.
Yeah. Just. Really,
But anyway, I want to ask a question of the committee, and hopefully the minds here will be able to confirm whether I'm right or wrong. This legislation, if it was enacted by the people, constitutional amendment, would allow a city council or local government to enact legislation that could go either way in terms of restricting the behavior or allowing the behavior. So you could have a city council that could say, in fact, that if a woman wanted to walk into a bar and take off her top, that it's required that it's okay that you can do that. I mean, a city council could go that far and say it's perfectly legal to walk around in the streets of X city completely naked. Whereas another city could limit that behavior to whatever degree they felt necessary. Is that correct? Am
I carry no brief on this one, Representative Mannix.
The answer is yes. It allows local control, although the legislature may establish some parameters beyond which the local governments may not go under concepts of state legislation. Otherwise, it allows the state or political subdivisions, and those political subdivisions include cities and counties.
Are you afraid of what Eugene will do, or what?
No. Well, I could be, but no. I want to make sure that that's what we're doing, because I think that the piece of legislation that we're passing out today, although some people are going to look at it as potentially quelching free speech, I look at it in the other direction, that community standards may in fact prevail now, whereas today, under the current laws of the state, the current constitutional interpretations, that's not the case. But under this constitutional amendment, in fact, that would be capable of happening, occurring. And I think it's a good piece of legislation, well balanced.
Any further comment for the chair, Representative Clark?
Mr. Chair, this is not my bill. I did not come into the legislature with a view towards getting involved in this issue. Certainly not the reason I decided to run for the legislature.
Full of those.
but I do get concerned when we start amending the Constitution. And that was that was really the reason that we had a constitutional discussion in the subcommittee. It was not a philosophical disagreement. We are amending the Constitution in response to a very specific Supreme Court case. And my feeling on it was that we needed to be as specific, as direct and specific as we could be in amending the Constitution. I argued against the last five words, and may regulate public nudity, because I don't see that as being the same problem that the original bill was after. The original bill was after an industry, a commercial industry that's making money in a systematic way. I don't know that there's a problem with public nudity out there in the same sort of systematic, commercial, exploitive way. And that was the reason I argued against that. As soon as we're finished doing whatever we're going to do this bill, I probably will give notice of a possible minority report, simply because I think when we are amending the Constitution, we ought to do so narrowly. And I would like the floor to at least have the choice between two versions of how we're going to amend the Constitution.
Clark, out of curiosity, what would your minority report look like?
It would take off the last five words. It would simply say the state or political subdivisions within the state may regulate nude dancing or nude entertainment in public places, period.
Chairman?
And would not have the phrase and may regulate public nudity. And
Representative
Mannix and I think know where we're coming from on this and why we disagree. And it's not, and I would feel the same way, by the way, if the issue were free speech or if the issue were criminal process guarantees. It has to do with the process of amending the Constitution.
Representative Mannix.
I was just going to address what I'll call the criticism of the current bill by saying that the funny thing is I agree with the initial premise of what Representative Clark is saying. Yes, what we are doing is amending the Constitution. What I disagree with is his conclusion. Because we are amending the Constitution, we should be careful not to just be reacting to one or two bad decisions by the Supreme Court. We should be taking a look at the situation throughout the state and deciding what guidance do we want to give the Supreme Court and state and local government as to the future as to issues of nudity. And I feel very strongly that the guidance that I want to give is that regulation of public nudity is another element of concern that ought to be left up to local government or to the state legislature, consistent with the guarantees of the United States Constitution, and also consistent with the concept of freedom of expression as we are going to limit it. And yes, we are saying that public nudity is not part of freedom of expression, other than as mandated by the United States Supreme Court in their interpretation, or the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in their interpretation of free speech rights. And yes, that's what I plan to do, but I don't want to just react to a couple of Supreme Court decisions in Oregon. I want to set a roadmap for the future as far as what we ought to be doing on these issues. Otherwise, don't bother amending the Constitution for one or two issues.
It's evolving into maybe a very, very interesting situation where we have a majority report and maybe one, if not two, minority reports. We could have a whole day of nude dancing.
What would the other one be? That's a good one.
Well, if I might... I was not terribly enthusiastic about this, but I tried to get involved in this and tried to craft what I thought is another approach to it. Representative Mannix has taken the relatively kind of broad-gauged approach to it, and my original language, when something to the effect of notwithstanding the limitations of Article 8 and 20 of this article, Article 1, cities, counties, or the state government may impose zoning controls relating to time, place, and manner of nude conduct or entertainment, which is in violation of local community standards. That was the narrowest possible constitutional amendment that would address the situation. The subcommittees did not want to adopt a broader approach, and I may indeed even go with that as a minority report. But Representative Bauman, how many angels can we put on this pinhead, as it were? Dancing angels.
You're reading my facial expression. I must live in a very boring neighborhood because the closest thing to nude dancing I've ever seen is watching you, Mr. Chair, on the video clip. And as a form of artistic expression, I just wanted to comment that I didn't think that it was very socially redeeming. I would give notice of my preference that we spend our very limited legislative time dealing in areas where we can be more productive. And I suppose this is my small government or get government off our back speech. I don't think we're gonna succeed in legislating this kind of morality. You're dancing? I certainly hope not. I didn't get any calls or letters from my constituents complaining, if that's what you wanted to know.
Same club, though, isn't it?
Same club as what?
Campaigners?
It's not in my district.
Oh, okay.
Democratic politics is always a lot more fun. Further discussion. Sparkles is in my district. If anybody wants to see what it's all about, they can go to Sparkles, and the city of Salem is frustrated with its inability to do something about that type of supposed entertainment. Thank you.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to say on the record that given what the early position has been on the poll.
Yes. Don't get any ideas. We
I do appreciate that.
Representative.
Wait a minute, Mr. Chair.
Representative Courtney.
What do you want from me?
You look like you wanted to talk.
I don't have it. I'm ready to vote.
You got another?
Okay. Anything further on this before we get rid of this? Okay. The clerk will call the roll on Representative Mannix's motion for HJR 20 as amended.
Representative Courtney.
Yes.
Edmondson.
Yes.
Mannix.
Yes.
Miller.
Aye.
Dennis.
Aye.
Baum.
Yes.
Bauman.
No.
Ryan.
Aye.
Aye.
Clark.
No.
Mason.
No. Bill passes. Representative Clark, do you...
Chair, I give notice of possible minority report.
As does the chair. Representative Bauman.
I will join with Representative Clark.
Representative Bauman also gives notice of possible minority report. Okay.
What is that? Did we just get two qualified or only one qualified?
Okay, they're going to have to.
It depends
on
what combination we put together.
Well, I meant it takes two. So, so she joins with Kelly and you're gone? Is that what happened? So you're out of it.
Oh, I guess so, unless I can get them to join with us. Representative Edmondson asked unanimous consent to change his vote on HR 20. Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Representative Edmondson.
No one served on this possible minority report.
Chair.
Yes.
That's three.
Pardon me.
Six.
Having voted on the prevailing side of HR 20, I serve notice of possible reconsideration.
That kicks it over for a week.
I know.
Okay.
Get you guys to figure out what you're doing.
We're talking to take a week.
Just the fourth minute.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah, Representative Clark.
I appreciate Representative Minutes.
Courtesy.
Not courtesy. I'm a little concerned that this thing's going to turn into a political civil war on the floor, and I just assume that the issue get taken care of in the committee rather than on the floor.
Okay, if it will ameliorate your concern, I think Representative Mason and Representative I and Representative Bauman probably, I don't think there are any surprises.
Never heard that one.
No, there aren't. I mean, we've been talking about this for a long time.
That's quite all right. I have an entirely different view of the entire subject that I mentioned in the committee, and I thought we were going the right direction. Nobody bothered to tell me about it in the direction that either of you were going, and I don't appreciate personally coming in here today and finding that we've got a multiplicity of minority reports. This issue happens to be very important to me, one issue that I dealt with in the Senate or in the House last session, the Senate, and it passed the Senate this session, and I have a comparable bill that's in this House that has not had an opportunity to have a hearing, and frankly, I would just assume that if y'all got problems with the bill, maybe we can figure a reconsideration next week. You guys can figure out what you're going to do and come out with one report.
Chair?
Representative Clark.
If I could respond briefly. Representative, I've spent 3 hours in the crime subcommittee one afternoon, a committee on which I don't sit, spent several hours of my own time attending the working group. I don't think anybody on the subcommittee should have been surprised that I disagreed with the ultimate work product. I did not, in fact, inform every member on this committee that I was considering a possible minority report. And I apologize if I've offended you by doing that, but certainly no one should have been misled into thinking that I was in fundamental agreement with the final work product. I agree it's a problem. I got three of these institutes in my district, so I share your concern about the problem.
So I'll just leave that.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Manning.
I should say that this was an issue that I did not think was terribly significant until two things happened. One is, I read about the difficulties and heard about the difficulties that the city of Salem has encountered. And two, we had our public hearings, and I think a very dramatic and convincing case was made during our public hearings. And I'm perfectly comfortable going down to the floor of the House and doing battle on this issue in a friendly, philosophical fashion as to where we want to go on this issue and having a good, friendly, and tough debate on the merits of the issue. I'm not uncomfortable with minority reports. I am concerned that a multiplicity of minority reports will come up with a lot of shaded, fine distinctions that some people may not agree with or be able to even appreciate. And that's something that the minority report people are going to have to deal with, because I'll be very blunt. The majority report is clean, it's clear, and people will know what the message is, and you're going to have to be able to come up with minority reports that deal with that, and I welcome that opportunity.
Representative, Ministers, also let me say one further thing. I have no desire to hang this measure up, even though I oppose it in the majority form. The people who have worked in this measure are very, very sincere, and I work with them, so I my only reservation at this moment is that your notice of possible reconsideration is going to cost those people a week. Because you support the whole concept generally, and so I mean, I would ask you to reconsider. From that standpoint, you're going to cost them a week, even if we withdraw now. So,
I think it's a matter of costing them a week, and whether or not this. Not being able to come up with an agreement from this committee, we've got three. Talking about something completely different. We're talking about zoning laws.
Of new commercial activity.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And
Mr. Chair, is it appropriate? I'd like to ask if we could take a short recess.
Well, why don't we do this, ladies and gentlemen? Why don't we just, Representative Minnis has until the end of the session of the committee to make his decision. So why don't we return to this a little bit later and move on. Representative Clark.
Comment. When Representative Edmondson changed his vote to no, I'm not sure he intended to give a separate notice of possible minority report.
That's Mr. Chair, that's correct.
I
sense that the two prevailing attitudes here that I'm going to be joining one of them and not creating a third one. So if I gave that notice and confused anyone, I apologize to the committee. It was not my intent. I support the concept of regulation of these activities. And I frankly think that it's a land use function that should be local options to regulate this. I also, as with Representative Clark, practice a considerable amount of constitutional law, and I want to look very carefully at this language just to make sure that it is consistent with our constitutional guarantees on expression. And I'm not opposed to the concept, and I've told people that, and I may not end up joining either minority report if they don't address the concerns. So I'm not trying to hide the ball on this one, and I voted for it in the first instance. But I want to make sure that if we can put a package to the floor that gives us a clean expression of what we're asking the people to vote on, that we should have that opportunity. And if we have to extend the committee process to the committee of the whole, I'm willing to do that.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Matt, I would like to move on to some other things.
I just want the committee to, since we're adding to our quivers here, be aware, I've handled over 200 cases in the appellate courts, Court of Appeals, Oregon Supreme Court, and a couple of U.S. Supreme Court cases, and I'm prepared to do constitutional law battle. So, I mean, friendly battle, I just want you to understand, I have no problem. I want Representative Minnis to know it's okay if we argue these issues on the floor. We can have a good debate and let the House make a decision.
Final rejoinder before we move on to another bill, Representative Minnis.
My whole point is I would have gone a fourth direction had I not acquiesced to the wishes of the committee. I would have gone along with my bill that would have put in Article 1, Section 8, the word accepting obscenity after certain words, so causing the Oregon Supreme Court to have to define obscenity and gone even farther and dealt with the issue of child pornography
in those kind of obscenities in this state, and then included the same language. But the point is, I acquiesced my opinion to the opinions of that subcommittee at that point and bought off on it. Now I find myself in a position where I'm going to be possibly losing the entire issue on the floor.
Gentlemen, yeah, we've got to move on. And let's return to this at the end of the day. I'm going to force this to move on. Yes, Representative Gallo.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. Next topic, Senate Bill 149, Representative Bauman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to ask unanimous consent to return Senate Bill 149 to subcommittee.
Take unanimous consent.
It doesn't. I can just move it.
Move it.
Well, let's move it.
Senate Bill, Representative Bauman moves Senate Bill 149 back to the Subcommittee on Civil Law and Jurisdiction. Any objection? Hearing none. So, okay. Senate Bill 306 relating to states of dissidence. Whose is that? Representative Bauman, Mr. Taylor, is that yours?
It's mine.
Order Council. Guys, take it. Mr. Chair, just a point of information. Yes, there is some confusion as to if you are going to join a minority report with someone else, what kind of notice or how do you proceed to do that? Let's say you want to jump on it. I don't. The Clark bandwagon, what do you do?
You're asking the chair to rule?
No, yeah, what do you do? Okay. Give us an interpretation.
You have to give notice on this day, but then for the eventual minority report to be filed, two people have to sign that minority report. Thus, until the due date for the time for minority reports approaches, you have the option of any possible combination. Given there are four of us, there could be two possible minority reports, or one, or none. This takes two signatures on the minority report. So
thank you,
it
Mr.
may
Chair.
Be Bauman, Clark, Edmondson, Mason,
thank
Clark,
you, Mr.
Mason.
Chair.
Okay. Are you through?
No, I thought you wanted to take go with the bill.
Oh, go with the bill, yes, please
but
do.
Representative Bauman. Lord of Council.
Thank you, Neil.
Lord of Council.
306.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 306, A. Engrossed, comes to you from the Family Justice Subcommittee. It's one of three bills dealing with probate matters that you're going to be hearing today. The first bill was introduced at the request of the Estate Planning and Administration Section of the Oregon State Bar, which undertook a major revision of this bill. What Oregon's Small Estate Procedures Act does is permit disposition by affidavit of both real and personal property, currently with a combined fair market value of $50,000. If House Bill 3355 goes through the Senate, which was introduced at Representative Calhoun's request, that amount will go up. Part of this is a revision just to make the act more accessible. Part of it was done in response to a United States Supreme Court decision which mandates notice to creditors.
Thank you, Learned Council. Comments? Representative Courtney?
I have no comments. Mr. Chair, I'll move it to the floor due pass recommendation. Probably with the due pass, yes.
Representative Courtney moves Senate Bill 306 as amended.
Oh, this is 306.
306. Due pass recommendation. Discussion?
Question.
Not the question's been called for. Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Baum?
Yes.
Bauman?
Yes.
Ryan?
Aye.
Calhoun?
Aye.
Flory?
Aye.
Clark?
Aye.
Courtney?
Yes.
Edmondson?
Aye.
Mannix?
Aye.
Minnis?
Yes.
Chair Miller?
Aye. The chair is in the room.
Aye.
Both aye.
Thank you.
Attorney Council? Carry.
Representative Clark.
What? What? Thank you.
Well, proceed. A work session on House Bill 2950.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill has been requested by the subcommittee that this bill be moved to the House Committee on State and Federal Affairs.
Application.
You're making that motion?
Yes, I am.
Representative Bauman moves that House Bill 2950 be referred to the State and Federal Affairs. Do your motion.
This was at the request of Representative Roberts, the chair of that committee.
Further discussion? not, the, if we need to call a roll on the...
I wonder if there's any objection.
Is there any objection to the referral to State and Federal Affairs? Deprived if we don't have the direct responsibility? Hearing none, it's so ordered. Open the work session on Senate Bill 307A.
Honored Council.
Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 307A establishes new procedures for ascertaining and notifying those creditors entitled to notice in probate matters. This bill was a result of the Supreme Court case that I noted earlier, which requires that creditor claims cannot be cut off after a decedent has, after a person has died. It was introduced at the request of the estate planning section of the Oregon State Bar, and the subcommittee made no amendments.
Representative Courtney moves Senate Bill 307A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Calhoun?
Aye.
Hilary?
Aye.
Clark?
Aye.
Courtney?
Yes.
Edmondson?
Aye.
Mannix?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Minnis?
Aye.
Baum?
Yes.
Bryant?
Aye.